Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information received from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 70, that's 70, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has apparently hovering around 0.5, that's 50. So those low levels of sunspot activity or solar activity mean that high frequency reception on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long distances on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will continue to be unreliable in the weeks ahead. We're currently moving through solar cycle number 24. This cycle is not now expected to be completed until around 12 months from now. Now, this is a summary of selected frequency occupancies on 7 and 9 megahertz, researched here in Melbourne by myself recently between 2030 and 2100 post sunrise. There's quite a number of signals audible, including many from China. Anyway, here's the summary. 7485, the Marianas Islands, the Voice of America from Tinian, with the morning service in Korean. 7440, China Radio International in English. 7405, another frequency for China Radio International from Xi'an in Chinese. And the domestic service, China National Radio Network 1 on 7290. This service actually signs on at 2000. 7265, China National Radio Network 2, from signing on at 2055. And 9420, the Voice of Greece, from Athens, with programming in Greek to Africa and the Middle East. 9425, North Korea, the Korean Central Broadcasting Station, the domestic service programming in Korean. And 9480, Radio Japan NHK, a tremendous signal, very strong signal with little fading from the Yamata transmitting station in Japanese. 9500, China National Radio Network 1. 9525, China Radio International from Beijing in Russian. And 9610, China National Radio Network 8. That's the minorities language service signing on at 2055 in Mongolian. And on the next frequency, 9620, the Voice of Turkey, with its English language programs to Australia. 9655, France. Radio RTA, that's the Algerian broadcasting station, which leases facilities in Issedun in France, broadcasting in Arabic. And 9665, another frequency for the Korean Central Broadcasting Station, Pyongyang in Korean, then that's the domestic service. 9705, the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria in French. And 9710, China National Radio Network 1, and another frequency for the same station, 9830. And near the top end of the 31 metre band, All India Radio in English, signing on at 2045. And that service is intended for Southeast Asia. So, quite a number of signals audible here in Melbourne in our period 2030 to 2100. That's just past our local sunrise. Some monitoring notes now from our friends at the SWL DX Bulgaria online monitoring service in Sofia. These refer to stations heard recently in Eastern Europe, and quite a number have been noted, and this summary may be of interest. Transworld Radio Africa from Swaziland, broadcasting from the transmitting station at Manzini in the 19 metre band, 1400 to 1415 on 15360, to Southern Asia in Urdu, 100 kilowatts, 043 degrees antenna, and 1557 to 1627 on 15105, to Southern Africa in Kurundi, that's Mondays to Fridays, 100 kilowatts and 013 degrees. A station known as I Radio, that's EYE, a political station in Juba, or broadcasting from Juba in Arabic and English, via the relay station in Issoudun in France, using 15410 between 1500 and 1600 to East Africa, and broadcast, as I mentioned, in Juba, well, Juba Arabic actually, English and other dialects. Transmitter is 250 kilowatts and the antenna is 139 degrees. It's on the air Mondays to Fridays. And Guinea, good signal noted of Radio Conakry, or Radio Guinea Conakry, from 0615 on 9650, broadcasting in French to West Africa. And also on 9650 between 0900 and 930 to the Near and Middle East. Radio Kuwait's been heard in Eastern Europe in English on 15530. Frequency was 0500 to 0800 as the time period, and broadcasting English to Western Europe. Antenna is 250 kilowatts and the antenna is 310 degrees. And Nigeria, Dandal Kura Radio International and Radio International, both political broadcasting stations using leased facilities. First of all, Danda Kira Radio, 0600 to 0700 on 11910 from Issoudun in France, in the Kanuri language to Central Africa, 100 kilowatts and the antenna 167 degrees. And Radio International, 13810 between 0700 and 0800, broadcasting again in Kanuri to French to West Africa, transmitted 250 kilowatts, antenna 165 degrees, and that transmission is from the Wolverton Relay Station in England. Voice of Turkey noted in Eastern Europe on 9655, 1000 to 1055 in Georgian to Central Asia, 500 kilowatt transmitter, 072 degrees antenna, and also on 11795, 0830 to 0955 to Western Asia in Farsi, 500 kilowatts and antenna 105 degrees. And 0600 to 1155 on 11675 to Western Asia in Turkish, 500 kilowatts antenna 150 degrees. And 1300 to 1355 on 11965 to Eastern Europe in Russian, again, 500 kilowatts and the antenna 020 degrees. Transworld Radio Africa via the relay station at Grigoriopol, 11780, 1628 to 1629 with the tuning signal, then continuing at 1629 to 1700 to East Africa in Somali. 11780 the frequency, of course. Transmitting power 300 kilowatts and antenna 160 degrees. And also on 9940, 1800 to 1845 to East Africa in Tigrinya, Mondays to Thursdays, this transmission, 300 kilowatts, transmitter power and antenna 157 degrees. And Radio Marti noted in Eastern Europe on 7335 between 0630 and 0700 to Cuba, of course, broadcasting in Spanish, 250 kilowatts from Greenville, the USA, IBB relay station, and the antenna 225 degrees. Well, those were some notes acknowledged to the the bulletin of SWL DX Bulgaria News, and they were for reception in Eastern Europe, mainly in the Sofia region. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.